very blessed Friday to all. Yes, it is Friday the 13th, but we are going to keep all the evil spirits away from us and only bring in the love and the righteousness of God. No better song to begin with on this Friday the 13th than Jordan Feliz and his Beloved.
How can you measure up to deserve affection, to ever be enough for this existence? When did it get so hard? Your heart is beating, alive and breathing, and there's a reason why. You are essential, not accidental.
Thank you for joining me this morning and every morning at 7 o'clock on WWDB. This is Morning Light. Scott Borsky, it is an honor to be with you in the love of God. And remember that if God hasn't given you all your dreams, goals, and aspirations this week, God is certainly not done with all your plans, your mission, and your purpose in life. Just remember, as Torrin Wells sings, God's not done with you.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was
a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name.
God's not done with you.
Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars,
God's not done with you.
Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart,
God's not done with you.
It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. You. There's a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart. Broken heart and your wounds and your scars,
God's not done with you.
Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart,
God's not done with you.
It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. Gonna finish when he started. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish when he started. He's not done. God's not done writing your story. No, he's not done. God's not done. God's not done with you.
It is so very important to pray when things aren't going as well as they should, but it is equally as important to pray when things are going good, to thank God, to have an attitude of gratitude. Pray always, always be in a constant relationship and conversation with God. On that theme, please listen to these words by Candace Cameron Bure when she speaks about turning to prayer before crisis.
I pray so much and I see God answer so many things, to the smallest tiny things and sometimes really big things. But when I forget to pray and I stop praying, and just a week or two goes by, I notice such a massive difference in my life. And you just, it connects you to God so much, because when you see the little prayers being answered, it's reminding you every day, God's with me, God's with me. And we know God's with us, but again, we always have to renew our minds. We always have to remind ourselves and encourage and be present with Him. So praying should never be a last resort. Ever. It should be the start.
One of the purposes of prayer is to break all the binds that are with us each and every day so we can be free to walk left and right into the glory of God and the righteousness of God and accept all of the blessing that God wants to give us. We should break those shackles, and that's done through prayer. After all, prayer is just a fancy word that means a conversation with God. Join with American Idol alumni as they sing Mandisa's Shackles.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my hands. And I'm gonna praise you. I'm gonna praise you.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. 'Cause you see, I have been down for so long.
feel like the hope is gone.
But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my circumstance.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance.
So I can dance.
I just wanna praise you.
Pressure fell on me. I thought I was gone with my mind.
But I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to take this load, cause I can't take it no more.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise you.
Just wanna praise you.
I don't wanna praise you.
You broke the chains, now I can lift my hands.
Well, I can lift.
Been through the fire and the rain,
bound in every kind of way.
But God has broken every chain.
How to celebrate Mandisa. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Come on. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming back for this. Wow. Melinda, talk about your profound connection to Mandisa.
I mean, I've known her for over 20 years. We started off singing background in sessions together, and then she got on Idol, and yeah, I cheered for her, and then I came the next season, and she cheered for me. Mm-hmm. So that is my girl through and through.
Very special. And Danny, how do you think she would want to be remembered?
I think one of the things that sticks out to me is that she was a fan of people. She was a cheerleader for other people's music. I remember when I got dropped from a record label and re-signed to a new one, was transitioning, she had the biggest voice for me, and she was making a way for me and my biggest cheerleader. And it just felt amazing. And she's always was that person.
Yeah. And Colton, that song is so special in so many ways.
Yeah, I think that song sums up her life.
Yeah.
I think she came in praising. I think she left praising. So we're going to miss her, but our loss is heaven's gain. So, yeah.
Wonderful to have you all back. One more time for this trio. Thank you very much.
There is certainly a reason that you woke up on this beautiful September Friday morning. And that reason may be unknown to you, but it is certainly known to those in your circle of love and your circle of life. The reason that God gave you a new day was to bring blessings into others who sometimes only have you as the godliness in their lives on a daily basis. Join with Unspoken on their reason.
This year's felt like four seasons of winter, and you'd give anything to feel the sun. Always reaching, always climbing, always second guessing the timing. But God has a plan, a purpose in this. You are His child, and don't you forget. He put that hunger in your heart. He put that fire in your soul. His love is the reason to keep on believing. When you feel like giving up, when you feel like giving in, His love is the reason to keep on believing. If we could pull back the curtain of heaven, we would see His hand on everything. Every hour, every minute, every second, He's always been in it. Don't let a shadow of a doubt take hold.
suffering. He's closer than the air you breathe. From the start to the end, to the in between.
Don't you dare doubt even for a minute. What he started in you, yeah, he's gonna finish.
Put that hunger in your heart.
It is so important to know when we read the scriptures that the promises that God made for us thousands of years ago are the same promises that God gives for us today and that are meant for our children from generation to generation. The Bible, our scriptures, are living, and they are living today in our hearts. Join with Torn Wells and Jen Johnson on their wonderful Famous Four.
There is no fear, 'cause I believe. There is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness. My fortress, over and over. I have a hope, found in your name. I have a strength, found in your grace. Your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. Make way through the waters, walk me through the fire. Do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shut the mouths of lions, bring dry bones to life. Do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. I believe in you, God. I believe in you. Release your love inside of me. Unleash your power for all to see. Spirit, come and fall on us, over and over. Things are possible in you, God of exceeding, God of abundantly, more than we ask or think. Lord, you will never fail. Your name is powerful, your words unstoppable. All things are possible in you. Make way through the I believe. There is no doubt,
Cause I have seen your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over.
Did you thank God when you woke up this beautiful Friday morning? Did you thank God, say, thank you, God, for allowing me a new day? This is the day the Lord has made. I know it was you who woke me up to bring wonders and miracles to my community. Join with We Are Messengers on there. God be the glory.
When the ground beneath my feet is shaking like a leaf, God, you're still good to me. When my hope is all but gone and I'm barely hanging on, God, you're still good to me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope in you. As is for beauty, joy from my morning, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. I'll stand for my weakness, pain for my healing, let this be my story, to God be the glory. Oh, oh, oh. You love me at my best, you love me in my mess, God, you're so good to me. There's one thing I am sure, your promises endure, you make a way for me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my heart.
Wherever you are on this Friday the 13th, whether you're avoiding ladders or black cats or stepping on cracks, have your heart not be troubled. God is always with us, no matter where we are. Join with these wonderful words by Mike Todd. Yes, he speaks about distant from God.
And some of us have been trying to reach God from across the room. Some of us have kept God at an arm's length, been like, God, I'll do my thing over here, but when you need me, you know how to really get me. And God says these next instructions of crazy faith may be coming in whispers. They may have to be something that you only get after 5 or 6 days in my presence. It may be something that I only give when you shut off your iTunes and the radio and the Instagram, and for the next week and a half, you drive in silence. Why? Because I want to be close. I want to hear you. I want to sense you. I want to feel you. I want to know you, because I will not miss. the next thing you want to do in my life. Because there was too much space.
Always put God first in everything that we do, especially on Friday the 13th. And if we put God first, all our words, our actions, our blessings will always be blessed by the love of God. Please sing with Consumed by Fire on their First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't want to love what the world loves. I don't want to chase what the world does. I only want you. First things first, I seek your will, not my own. Surrender all my wants to you. Keep the first thing first, to live your truth. Walk your ways, set my eyes. Lord, I fix my face on you. All my desires reverse. Kingdom's all I want to see.
Believe what God says we are. God has known us even before we were born. We may be as numerous as the stars in the sky, but God knows each and every one of us individually and certainly knows our given mission and our purpose in life each and every day. Please join with Lauren Daigle on her You Say.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
some of every high and every low. Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
As a reminder, if you don't have the opportunity to listen to Morning Light at 7 o'clock Monday through Friday on the station, always go to the podcast at wwdbam.com, and you can listen on any device, any smart device, wherever you may be, especially at work, in the car, at home, to bring faith and joy to your lives. And I'm always posting the links of the daily program on my social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, which is now X, on Instagram. So please spread the word and share the joy so others can give thanks to God. Please join with Marshall Hall on his thanks.
My soul is at rest, oh Lord, I give you thanks. for the strength you give to simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best. You've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give, I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made such change, and since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. Sing it with me, church, now thanks. Thanks.
Thanks.
I give you thanks.
It is so important to give your problems to God at night so you can get a good night's sleep. You can rejuvenate. You can renew for a new day ahead of wonders and miracles, because we know that we need sleep, but certainly God does, and God does not slumber when we are. God is working on our problems, whether they're financial, physical, emotional, or spiritual, or psychological. So when you go to bed at night, before you close your eyes, say, God, here are my problems. Here are my troubles. Please work on them, take them from my hands, and make them yours. Join with Jeremy Camp on Out of My Hands.
Every day this never-ending pressure tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find my life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control.
Like all of this pain is never gonna end. Fall to my knees by all of these things I don't understand. Don't understand. I will let the weight of my fear fall like sand out of my hands and into yours. Out of my hands and into yours. Letting go of worries I can't measure.
You know, if you think your problems are big, you don't realize and don't acknowledge how big our God is. There are no problems too small and certainly no problems too big for God to handle, to give us our daily bread, our daily manna, to give us the daily hope and faith. Join with Terry Ann on her Big God.
With foes on my left and fears on my right, they think that I'm all by myself in this fight. But they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath, standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around, my world in his hands, the monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him. Shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the time.
No matter where you are today, I want you to look up and say, hallelujah. That just means praise God. And we should praise God wherever we are because God is everywhere. There's no place that's not correct or right to say, thank you, God. I know you are with me. Emmanuel, God is with us. Join with Ren Collective on their hallelujah anyway.
Yeah, I'll find a way to praise you from the bottom of my broken heart. Cause I think I'd rather strike a match than curse the dark. Yeah, I'll find a way to thank you, though the bitterness is real and hard. Cause I'd rather take a chance on hope than fall apart. Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to surrender to the dark. Even if my daylight never dawns, even if my breakthrough never comes, even if I'll fight to bring you praise, even if my dreams fall to the ground, even if I'm lost, I know I'm found.
God, right now, whether you are driving, say, or whether you're at work, say, or whether you are at home, just say, God, I know you woke me up to bring blessings into others. What will you have of me today? What can I do to bring righteousness to the world and all those in my circle of love and my circle of life, wherever you are? Praise, praise, praise. Join with Brandon Lake on his Praise You Anywhere.
Sometimes you gotta dance through the darkness, sing through the fire, praise when it don't make sense. Sometimes you gotta stare down the giant, worship from the lion's den. Sometimes you gotta shout it from the mountain, louder in the valley, trusting that he's gonna get you there. Sometimes you gotta welcome the wonder.
So on this Friday the 13th, give a big hallelujah to God, praise, and say, thank you, God. I know that was you who was giving me life today. Join with Chris Tomlin on his wonderful Thank You, Lord. Have a blessed weekend, everybody. Don't forget to join me this Sunday morning and every Sunday morning on this station at 7:30 for a dialogue of love for God, inspiration, and religion. And on that, as we always say, pray more, worry less.